Will you be cheering for the Eagles or the Patriots in next Sunday's Super Bowl 52? Well, we all know who we'd rather be cheering for, the Saints, of course. But many of us will be huddled around our televisions to watch the commercials as much as we'll be interested in the action on the field. Advertisers will spend millions of dollars to attract our eyeballs, to get us to open our wallets to buy their products. Many of the ads will be creative and memorable, and more than a few will feature a celebrity or a familiar representative to help push the merchandise. Some of these celebrity pitch people get connected to companies and products over a long period of time. Celebrity faces add authenticity to a product, at least on the surface. But as often as a celebrity spokesperson helps a product line, many of them have done more harm than good. Namely, the celebrity who goes off the rails by doing or saying something dumb at best or criminal at worst. Consider these cautionary tales. Remember Jared Fogel, featured in every Subway commercial for 15 years until he was imprisoned in 2015 for sexual misconduct with children. Michael Phelps was pitching cereal for the Kellogg Company when a video of him smoking marijuana in 2009 and a second DUI in 2014 got him bounced from the cereal aisle. And Paula Deen was the darling of the Food Network until she was taken to court by former employees on charges of racial and sexual discrimination. These sad stories of spokespersons gone wild led to a bad image and bad press for the companies they endorsed. They were people who presumed to speak on behalf of the companies they represented, but their behavior turned out to be an embarrassment instead. Of course, such behavior isn't limited to commercial endorsements. Our church has had plenty of our own high-profile pitchmen get caught up in scandal and damage its reputation over the years. And those of us who presume to speak for God are watched even more carefully than celebrities to see if our conduct and character match the message we are preaching. Discerning Christians, like discerning consumers, you need to be always on the lookout for authenticity in those who stand before you with what we claim to be the word of the Lord. The book of Deuteronomy today and the Gospel of Mark present us with not pitchmen, but two prophets in Moses and Jesus who speak with authenticity and authority. The question for our reflection is the same for those of us who preach and those who listen to preachers. How do we know the difference between a real prophet and a religious pitch person? How can you tell if someone is on the up and up or if he or she is leading the people into spiritual bankruptcy? In other words, real prophets will speak and act in line with the law of God. And whatever we prophesy will affect us as much as the people, because we have been called out from among the people. As the people of Israel are preparing to cross the Jordan into the promised land, Moses reminds them that God has promised to raise up prophets from within the community. And Moses takes comfort in that promise, and that God will raise up people in the community, even unlikely people, to make waves, to shake them out of their complacency, and to call them to align their lives in their with the covenant that they have with God. The kingdom of God breaks into human history through prophetic interruptions, flashes in history, when unexpected individuals or events show us new possibilities for the future. Prophetic interruptions are people or events in our lives that challenge our way of thinking and living that are contrary to who God is and what God asked of each of us. Prophets offer a hopeful vision of present and future possibilities, possibilities of justice, mercy, liberation, rooted in the most ancient promises that God has made to God's beloved people. And Jesus is the ultimate prophetic interruption. He challenged the patterns of belief and behavior of those who consider themselves to be the most righteous and religious by teaching and healing with his own authority, especially on the Sabbath. He puts himself at odds with the powers that be. Jesus liberates a man possessed, oppressed by unclean spirit. The unclean spirit that Jesus cast out of the poor man is the voice of evil that sometimes speaks within you and me. The prophetic Jesus proclaims that the Christian life, and in fact any life, is riddled with encounters with evil. The voice of revenge, self-centeredness, self-righteousness, greed and anger. The voice of letting go those narrow attitudes and perceptions we cling to are the unclean spirits we all possess or possess us. Unclean spirits that disable us from extending compassion and kindness. Unclean spirits that scare us from making right moral and ethical decisions. Unclean spirits that limit our perception to our own wants and needs. What unclean spirits do you hear speaking to you today? We can speak with the voice of Christ to drive out unclean spirits, making the kingdom of liberation, healing, and mercy present. You know what really caught people's attention in the synagogue wasn't the healing. It was Jesus teaching with authority. Who are the prophetic interruptions God sends into our lives? One such person was Blessed Oscar Romero, an unlikely prophet. He was a bookworm, quiet, and unassuming. No one thought he would make any waves. And yet God used him to change the course of history and send a tidal wave through the church and the world, reminding us all of the fundamental truth of God's unfailing love for the poor and unrelenting commitment to liberation. History shows that God often interrupts our lives and human history through unlikely people and events. Yet, like we sang in that responsorial psalm, it is so easy to harden our hearts. We find it difficult to be challenged by people, whether they are familiar or strangers. So who do we see as modern-day prophets? Those men and women of faith in whose mouths God places his word. When has someone confronted the beliefs and behaviors in your life that are not rooted in the gospel and offered you a vision of new hope and possibility? Prophet or pitch man? It's a question for everyone who wants to hear an authentic word from the Lord.